It's all brought to you by Rotisserie Restaurant. Have you been out there, Richard?
Oh, a few hundred times.
Out there in South Burlington. It's the Rotisserie. Check it out. So it is absolutely a great place. Kyle, right off the bat, Bud Selig, Hall of Fame. We were just talking about this, discussing about this. I feel like he gets a bad rap on some of the bad stuff that happened under his watch, you know, with the steroid and stuff like that. What do you think, Kyle?
I think to a degree. I think there's definitely some reasonable criticism aimed at him in regards to how the steroid era was handled under his watch. I think there's also reasonable criticism aimed at him over how he handled possible contraction with the Expos and the Twins and how that all played out there in the early part of the 2000s. But overall, he's also the commissioner that oversaw the longest period of labor peace in the game's history. He's also the commissioner that oversaw the greatest expansion of revenues in baseball history. And he's also the commissioner that oversaw a number of advancements within Major League Baseball, from Major League Baseball Dance Media to just how they promoted their stars, that really propelled baseball, at least financially speaking, to, you know, one of the brighter sports in the United States. Obviously, football is king. But if you look at where baseball is financially, it's in a much, much, much healthier place than the NBA, the NHL, really of any other competitors. And in some ways, you know, with the combination of labor peace and the growth of the game, you can argue that Bud Selig's tenure really did do a lot more positive things for baseball long-term and short-term than he has given credit for.
Kyle, lots of snow up here in the North Country, up in Vermont, so it's nice to be talking about baseball. And what happened in today at the winter meetings? Any activity for day one?
You know, Rich Hill signed a 3-year, $48 million contract with the Dodgers, which wasn't totally unexpected. He's a guy that the Dodgers liked a lot after acquiring midseason, and they gave a lot up for, so they really didn't want to keep him as a 3-month rental, if you will. But beyond that, right now, it's a lot of standing around and waiting. It's a lot of people kind of waiting to see whether or not Chris Sale gets moved, whether or not Andrew McCutchen gets moved. And really, you know, I actually just finished up a press conference with Mike Rizzo of the Nationals. You know, he's talking about the prospects potentially involved in a McCutchen deal, Lopez and Giolito, as members of the 2017 Nationals, who he expects members of those Nationals, you know, to be a big contributors, if you will. And you can take that with a grain of salt. He's not going to tip his hand and say, oh, yeah, we're trading those guys. But at the same time, I think it just goes to show that everything right now really is all rumors. There's not a whole lot going on in terms of actual action. We'll see if that changes. It's still really in earnest. Day one of the meeting, there are people still arriving at the hotel just now. I think we'll see action pick up here probably tomorrow and Wednesday, more so than anything today.
Kyle Glazer of Baseball.